I just want to take this time to just say that this podcast is never going to be about politics, and this is never going to be about dividing people or making this some kind of... We don't know anything. We are not qualified to say anything, and we probably shouldn't even have a podcast. So
that's true.
Okay.
So, why do we have one?
But just listen.
Sorry.
Listen. This is fun for us.
It is.
This is the reason why we do it. I do it to have a fun time and
just chill.
And just chill with a friend. With and friends. Sometimes we'll get guests on. Not all the time. Like, mainly this is just about high and dry. Someone who's stoned and someone who's dry and a boring fuck, you know, talk, having a talk.
Why do you have to attack
me? I'm so
like
sorry.
That? You like try to like
I'm
do
so
a,
sorry. I'm
like
so
a PA.
Yeah. Okay, okay, okay. Okay.
All right.
I got it.
You want me to introduce?
A sober person. That being said, there are two genders. Okay, welcome to a new episode of High and Dry with your host who smokes the most, Ethan Goldberg, along with my friend and co-host,
Zena Roda.
Yeah. And I saw, just dude, straight up, what is up with white chicks and the sheer amount of drugs that they can take? Weed, LSD, like ecstasy, like y'all are crazy.
I think they, dude, I don't know. I really don't know. Just going off from experience, I think it's just that they have more experience when it comes to dealing with anxiety. Yeah. Like just things that make us human.
Yeah.
You know? So when...
Because they're always like, oh my God, so I was at the store today, and like I did this, and this was just like difficult, and then he was doing like this, and then he started saying to me, like that kind
yeah.
of stuff. And then when they on drugs, they're like, woo! Rihanna! Like, you know, just...
Rihanna?
This is my song! This is my song! And then... Yeah, now it's... And they use drugs to get back to, like, normal.
Yeah.
Almost.
So
shout out to the white chicks out there. You know, I'm a big fan.
Crazy.
I'm a big fan of the white chicks.
I do think that we need to do a smoke out, though. And you go up against
okay.
everyone that
okay.
that's there.
I'll do it.
You're going to have to start training.
Yeah.
Bro. Imagine training for a smoke out.
Dude.
Like, just like...
I guess. I mean, the thing is that it does get that sometimes, like, the tolerance does, but
yeah,
you have to understand, guys, like, I'll have a few puffs before an episode, and I'll be like, okay, if I smoke anymore, I'm not going to be able to, like,
talk,
like, sit up straight.
You can chill.
Yeah.
You relax, dude.
I'm high enough, man.
You're, like, puffs. Sitting up straight in your chair, like,
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I need to chill.
Yeah, it's cool. We chill.
It's nearly all white chicks that I know are like
crazy when it comes to drugs.
Yeah. Wow.
I don't think there isn't anyone who isn't
crazy about drugs or like
no. Like, from white chicks that I know who are like that, like white women that I know that like are like that, who aren't like that. I should rather say. Mm. Yeah, it's just crazy. I'm just thinking of like just drinking as well. Like
yeah.
drinking, it's another story.
It's a nightmare. That's what
it is. It is crazy.
The commitment that you have to have.
I think other women are also scared
of how they act.
Of how like white women act as well when they go out drinking.
Oh yeah. It's like,
because you need to keep tabs on them.
Yeah. And we were also talking about earlier about how there is this cool thing that is happening with women supporting women.
Yeah.
And like they're being just supportive
it's,
of each
it's
other.
So,
it's so cool that they
so
have
cool
that.
It's so cool that they have that.
And
like
then
guys,
with my dudes,
with guys,
it's like, dude,
like,
you fucking faggot. Like, what the fuck's wrong with
you?
Yeah. Like, why have you done that? You fucking lazy
you're
piece of shit.
You're stupid. Why are you so stupid?
It's so bad.
It's, like, why do we bring each other down so much? And it's just...
But it's also...
It's admiring to see that.
Yeah.
But it's just...
But I know what it means, though.
What
I know
mean?
What it means. I mean, it means that...
What? When you like, crap on...
I crap on a dude, it's like, dude, I can say this shit to you, and you're not going to hit me in the face? That's awesome. Because that's what happens.
Yeah.
If you talk shit about... You know what I mean?
Oh my gosh, do you think that's the reason? Because if
yeah,
you talk...
Because
if a woman had to talk shit to another woman, like, if... Like, guys...
That's serious.
That's serious. That's so serious. That's...
What the fuck did she say?
The sorry. Earrings come off.
Yeah, oh. Yeah, yeah. Oh, hell no. Sorry. Ooh, okay. That's a... Yeah, yeah. Oh, hell no. Patreon. Dude, I've been saying... Every time I say Patreon, I say it with a black accent.
Patreon.
Yeah.
Patreon.
Hey, Patreon.
Patreon.
Am I spike? I hope I'm not spiking.
You are spiking, but we'll sort out in post.
Okay.
It's cool.
I'm so sorry, guys.
All right, guys. This is, like, the first time that we're actually, like, doing a pod with... Well, it's not the first time we're doing it with the new equipment, but it's the first time where...
Yeah, we have both mics and headphones on.
Yeah.
So we can hear how terrible we sound in our own ears.
And we apologize. We are sorry, and we are trying to figure out why people are listening because of that. Oh, what you doing? Oh, you're just changing. Okay, cool. But thanks for being here.
Yeah, and thank you for watching. We've had like such great, just cool, way more interactions with people because we've been more committed to our Instagram, which is great. Yeah. You know, and it's
going back to the Patreon thing. it does sound like a name. It sounds like a name from Queens, like Queens, like New York.
Hey Patreon!
Hey Patreon! Get your ass inside, boy. It really does sound like that, though.
Yeah.
So I see where you're coming from when you say that.
Guys, you can check out my Patreon, and it's like
Patreon.
Under my breath, I'm like Patreon. Oh man. Yeah. It's crazy how we. Does take you to those very dark places, and so again we're just iterating again, white bitches just don't, it's not the same for them because they live that, they're like
they're living in that dark,
it's crazy
place, which is
because
sad.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, well, we don't want anyone to be stressed out or anxious. Yeah,
yeah,
we
want to
be chill.
That's true.
But I think what people don't really speak about as well with weed, and no one really does, is how terrifying it can be to actually smoke weed. And at least for me, like I understand, again, not the white females, but I'm sure, like, I know many people who've like had really bad experiences smoking weed, whether they're like, the thing is, dude, what's hilarious about Amsterdam, I don't know if you know, but you get high there, and there's so many modes of transport, you're not having a good time. You're just, there's like a bike, there's a car, there's someone walking really fast, there's like a little, like one person car, there's a crow flying, like it's wild.
Okay.
And you don't want to be, you're like so scared that you're like, oh, I'd rather just like go home. Like, you know, same with like tripping, because they also have these truffles, which are, I think, it's like a sibling. So it's like a, I think it's a form of mushroom. It is some kind. I really don't know the difference, to be honest. Well, but
you know what I find crazy is that people will take a drug and then do another drug on top of that. I'm like, but why? Why?
Well, it depends if you're a pussy or not.
No, like, why? It doesn't make sense.
Okay. No, wait, hold on.
Okay.
What about weed and alcohol? Getting high and a little bit drunk. Come on.
No.
Bro,
like,
just think about it in an equation. You know what I mean? Like, think about it timesing it. So like, you have 5, which is the high.
Yeah.
And then you have like 2.
Yeah.
Okay. 5 times 2. What is that? So.
What times? Timesing it?
Or yeah. Five times two.
It's 10.
Right. So you're at a 10.
Quick math,
bro.
Yeah. I had to ask for the
mental math
the question as well. Anyway,
that's a 10.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah.
The problem is when you
by that 10, but you see, it's like between 1 and 10, right? 10 is like, so 5 is you having a good time, right? And the 10 is like, this shouldn't be the territory that I'm in.
But you're at a perfect 10 though. You're dancing, bro.
You
and that dancing is just a natural.
Okay, what about What about shrooms and weed?
Yeah, yeah, it's funny because there's some people that don't like it, but I think there's a lot more cooler people that, you know, like it. Like
so me. Only cool people take it.
Yeah. Is that what? Well, I know I have that combination.
Oh, okay. It's crazy. I just don't see.
Would you ever try shrooms?
Nope.
Really?
Nope.
Never. We've talked about like alternate dimensions, and you were like, "Wow, yeah, that'd be cool, bro."
What? Oh no! Yes, no, of course, but bro. But again, we are talking hypothetically
and like consciousness. Actually, not dimensions. That's more or less.
I think about things very methodically and quickly, and it's a superpower and also a curse, right? And if I had to do shrooms, I think I would just...
You wouldn't come back?
I would not come back. I would break.
I would honestly say, yeah.
I would not be the same person. And yeah. I don't mean that in a good way. I would just be like, I need to take a break from everything.
Yeah, you'd go off in like a cave somewhere and just like rock back and forth.
100%. 100%.
Like a blanket on, like the numbers. Yeah. Like,
It would be like watching every Rick and Morty episode at once.
Yeah.
That's what it would be like.
On like, yeah.
And go. And it'd be so crazy. I've actually started. So I told you that I started watching Rick and Morty a couple of episodes back, and I've continued watching ever since. And
do you get it though? Do you get why people
who enjoy are stoned, it? Yes, no,
who
I,
are stoned are like,
whoa, oh, whoa. I understand why people enjoy it. Like I found myself enjoying it more because I started breaking things down. So that's.
Did you get to the Meeseeks episode?
The Meeseeks. Oh, the blue guys. Yeah.
What did you think about that?
I was just like, what the flip? Oh, no, yeah. That was a stupid. Like, yeah, I thought it was such like a stupid episode. Okay. I thought it was a stupid episode. Which episodes? I think my favorite episodes are when they. Oh, one of the cool episodes, which I were Morty. No, sorry, Rick. Rick and Morty. They're going to the battery of the ship's battery.
Yeah.
But and then we find out that he that. Rick had made a universe inside of the battery. By the way, spoilers. I'm pretty sure everyone's way ahead of me in this. But do you know which episode?
Spoilers.
Do you know which episode I'm talking about?
No.
So Rick made a little universe. In the battery of the spaceship.
Sorry guys, it sounds like I haven't watched it, and he has. This is bullshit. I've watched it a while ago. It's not fresh in my head.
Okay. Well. In order to produce power for the spaceship, Rick creates a mini universe and then transmits the power that they generate on the world to the spaceship. Right? Is everything fine?
Okay. Yeah. Sorry.
And then the battery stops working, so that he goes into the universe again to see what the problem is, and finds out that they've done the exact same thing as he had done. So they also have created infinite energy. And then they again visit that universe. So like it was a microverse, a miniverse, and a teeniverse. So they,
yeah.
Do you remember something like this? And I was just like, that's dope.
Yeah.
It's dope that the concept was like really cool. It's very sci-fi, which I also really enjoy. Like, there's a lot of sci-fi aspects of it, which I
need
really
to. I need to actually get into sci-fi now.
Why?
I don't know why.
I need to get into it. I don't know why.
No, but I should though. It seems good, and I've never tried it, and
it's
I've
like,
always.
It's like breathing, right?
Whenever someone's explained a sci-fi plot, I'm like, wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And then I don't really because it's
what do you mean by get into it. Do you mean you need to learn about the sci-fi concepts, like the physics behind it?
I just need to consume some content. I need to watch a movie.
You just want to watch like Star Wars?
No.
Or Star Trek,
bro. Star Wars is. Hey guys, yeah. Star Wars is not that great. Can we just say that? Can we not say that? Can we say that it's not that great?
I thought you said you didn't want to get political.
Yeah. I'm just the latest Star Wars, like the besides from like the main trilogy, it's all been like compared to the trilogy. The first. What is it? What's the name of it?
What? Oh, the trilogy. The last three episodes. Latest three episodes. Are you asking about the last
hexology?
Oh, you're talking about like the entire
terminology.
No, but it would be there's 9 episodes.
Nigga,
what?
No, not episodes.
Yes,
the original trilogy, the original 1, 2, 4, 5, 6.
4, 5, and 6. Yes. What about
those? That's the original trilogy, right?
Yeah,
it's the first one. But what is the? I guess the main trilogy is the best ones, right? That's it. Those are the best
ones.
Yeah,
I think
those are the thing is that in comparison
with those.
Yeah, in comparison to those, they aren't even a candle.
Yeah. There are some aspects of the episode 1 and 2 which I really enjoyed.
Mm. The fact that Anakin was a child?
Yeah.
What was that?
But the races,
hey guys,
hey
George Lucas. Dune.
But the race was really cool.
Mm.
Do you not
know? Oh yeah, the race was cool.
Like that was one of my favorite parts of that movie. It's like use the Force, and he's like using it, and he doesn't even know.
It's also the idea of like forces in everything, but some people more. Like, is it or not?
I don't think it's the Force.
And that there's some that have more than others. It just seems like a weird.
Does that not make sense to you? I think it makes perfect sense.
So it just means that they're like, it's in everything, but like some people are special.
How I look at it is, it's not.
Yeah, that's true.
Have you watched? Are you fine? Okay, have you watched Black Clover, the anime?
No. Bro, I've been so out of anime. It sucks. I'm talking to this chick now, and she's like, "Have you watched this?
And you're like, "Nope."
I'm like, "Nope." God, it's like such a like when you talk about shows, it's such a conversation killer when you just haven't watched a show, which is every single interaction that I have with everyone ever.
But I think talking about shows is very similar to asking people like, "How's the weather?"
Yeah,
you know, it's become
it's that kind of chit chat.
It really is.
Because and it also it's like particular shows like Game of Thrones, it would just be
that is such a conversation killer when we're still, I think it still is now.
Yeah, for me still, dude.
I haven't watched it.
Oh! I haven't gotten around to watching it.
Yeah, me neither.
Oh my god.
Oh. Yeah.
But
and
you know what? Not that high on the list. Still.
It really isn't.
It's
probably not even, it doesn't hit the top 100.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a little. I'm sorry. Like, there's so many other shows that
now
are probably.
He's getting political, guys. He is getting political.
There are other shows that I'll probably rewatch before I rewatch that, if that makes sense.
yeah, you're right.
That's how.
Yeah,
I don't know.
How many seasons? 15?
15. Don't ask me that. Is it 15, 12? Well, I think it's 12.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay. I think
who gives a shit?
Do you know that the Kardashians are finishing off the last season now?
Who?
The Kardashians.
What's that?
I know you're like trying to like just be stupid, but, but they finish off their last season now.
Well, good for them. Kim Kardashian was doing prison reform. No, she was getting people out of jail.
Yeah, she was
like wrongly committed crimes.
Yeah, so she was crazy,
hey,
right?
Hey Kim, carry on doing that.
Yeah, like
why didn't you start with that? Why didn't you just do that?
Because she was finding herself. She was having a journey.
Mm.
Like all millennials, she was having a journey, and she realized, okay, this is what I want to do, and this is what I want to be spending my time doing.
How old is she?
Fighting. I have no idea.
Doesn't matter.
That's true. It really doesn't matter.
Yeah, because...
What?
No, because her face is...
Her face is what? Have you seen what she looked like before?
I think she looked... Didn't she look better? I think she looked like a person. Oops. Sorry.
Listen, we have to respect everyone's wishes and the way that they look and the choices that they've made.
Not meaning to get political.
Yeah. We just dig holes.
Yeah, yeah.
And
we, you know what we do? We start another hole. We don't finish the one hole. We just start another one. You know what I mean?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, no, I understand what you're saying. I forgot where we were. What were we talking about? We were talking about before the Kardashians.
Mm.
TV shows, weather, Game of Thrones.
Kim Kardashian, prison reform.
Dude, we spoke about all of that. I can't.
Mm.
Oh my gosh, my head.
Mm.
And I'm not even high.
Yeah.
But yeah, so TV shows, I just think, have become the new way of having small chat.
Mm.
Right. And it's really difficult to have those conversations with
when you don't watch TV.
Yeah.
I honestly don't watch shows, guys. I just don't. I like playing video games way more. I use
shows to like calm down, because what I find when I play games is that I get so hyped up, like super, like, dude, I played Fall Guys.
Dude, you don't know anything.
I played Fall Guys last night, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I came third.
Ooh, okay.
Dude, I got, my heart was pounding so quickly.
Mm.
I got so angry. I think I was playing with like 8 or 9 friends. And I was like, guys, I can't do this anymore. I'm going to bed.
Mm.
I didn't even wait for anyone. This is how distressed I was. But I didn't say goodbye to anyone. I think that...
Did you just sign off?
I just signed off. I was like, guys, I can't do this anymore. And I just... Like, I was like... I was so upset. It was ridiculous. Yeah, so I just signed off and I went to bed. And then I watched Rick and Morty.
Mm. Well, a whole lot bunch of stoners are very happy for you.
Wubba lubba dub dub, am I right?
Wubba lubba dub dub.
Hey! What do you mean?
Like that. Yeah, it's... What were you just talking about? You were just saying something.
Yes,
Bro, I cannot... Okay.
I can't keep up with this.
Yeah, okay.
I can't keep up with myself.
We're going to go back to white chicks, though. In comparison, I literally have 2 puffs and I am like floored pretty much. Yeah. I'm like, whoa, what's happening? It's spinning. Am I, you know, upside down right now? No.
Am I even in my body?
Yeah. Where am I? Where do I begin? Like,
yeah.
Shit like that.
Yeah.
And I just are like, yeah, what's up?
Not enough. It's like, not enough. It's crazy.
It's fucking...
It's crazy.
Insane.
There's this comedian. I can't remember his name. But he was telling a story about... he and his friends were doing shrooms.
Mm.
And they had a great time. And then his one friend said that... Oh, I have a friend who's coming over. And he's a wild card. Like, he's going to do anything. And doing shrooms, you don't want to hear that.
Mm-mm.
Right?
Absolutely not.
Who
was that?
It's this comedian. I can't remember his name, but this guy arrives and he's like this frat guy, right? And he like takes like 6 grams of shrooms in one go.
I don't know.
Why?
Oh,
what?
The thing is, you want to see the devil.
you want to look God straight in the eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to see the back of the devil's dick.
What does that mean?
I'm not sure, dude.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
The back.
That's the point.
The back of the devil's dick. So is that like
It's the dick root. It's.
It's like.
It's if you folded it up.
What do you mean if you folded it up?
It's so like the back. It's like the back part here.
So it's not, dude.
I just put my dick out. Okay. Well. Anyways. So. Yeah. That's what I mean. But the reason why you do that though is to, first of all, push yourself. You need to test the reps. You need to, you know, some supersets are required. 1,
yeah.
2, 3.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the end of
all. No, it doesn't make sense. Oh, so just quickly going back to that.
But you would have 2, right?
What?
2 mushrooms, right?
No.
No, I'm not saying that you would, but... If one of your friends, or if I were to take 2 mushrooms, you'd be like, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. 6 is like, what?
Yeah, but
he was screaming. Sorry, the guy who took 6 mushrooms, he was screaming for 4 hours straight.
Mm.
He came back.
Can I tell you, who do you think had the best time at that party?
Dude, he came back inside. Let me finish this and answer that question. He came back inside, right? Sat down, cool as a cucumber, turned to the comedian and he was like, I just think the shrooms hit.
Oh no.
Dude.
Bro, that's
dude.
Okay, yeah, that's
that. That is crazy.
It be like that though. It be like that though.
What's funny
and what happens to me constantly with shrooms is I forget that I've taken them. So it like hits me. I'm like, what is happening? I'm like, oh no. Like, it hasn't even started. It's Zita, can I honestly tell you that every time I've had shrooms, I've been anxious. I've been like kind of sick to my stomach cuz I'm scared. I'm scared.
No.
It's scary. But can I tell you something
though? Yeah.
Once you get to the other side, dude.
Nah, dude. Mm-mm.
No, but the thing is that but just hear me out though.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Yeah.
You have to feel a little bit bad.
Yeah.
To feel super, there's no way that you can get all of it, bro. With the drunk, there's the hangover. Like it has, but it's.
Listen, you can be smart about that though.
Mm.
Listen, you can be smart about that.
And also, what happens sometimes is that if you're not in a good space,
yeah,
you tweak out.
What do you mean you tweak out?
Oh, you freak out. There was one time I took I don't know if I can. Can I say this?
I don't know. I maybe don't say it.
Okay.
Because if we both don't know if you can say it or not, maybe don't say it.
Well, LSD.
Okay.
I had LSD here, and it was I was wandering around my house like a mad person. I thought that every single room was like a dimension.
Dude, didn't we had that conversation though about how doors are actually just
okay, yeah, you think that, bro? Okay, cool. I was living it, like I was like it was like full stop.
Okay,
you know.
Okay.
And there was this like period of like, I don't know what the fuck's going on. Right, let me just go to bed. Nah, fuck it. Let me go to bed. I wake up. I'm like, like, I didn't know. You don't know when it hits, and then it hits, and then you like forget that it hit, and then it hits again, and then you're like, wait,
nah, dude.
You know how when you smoked that, you kept on catching yourself?
No, I didn't. I don't.
Oh, what?
I don't remember anything.
Bro, we would have conversations where you would be like.
That's not a conversation.
No, but then afterwards you're like, oh, we were telepathically communicating. And I was like, okay, dude.
That's okay, not a man. Conversation, though.
Is it? Isn't it?
That's not a conversation.
Isn't it?
No.
Why not? Because you can't hear it?
What do you mean?
What constitutes a conversation?
But you said we had a conversation. Because
you were saying that.
No, we had a conversation. You're saying that we had a conversation. Mm. But
no, you,
if we didn't
no,
say
nigga,
anything...
You were having the conversation. You thought that we were having the conversation.
But because we didn't have a conversation, it didn't actually happen.
How do you know that?
I don't.
Yeah. How did you not know that you were... Okay. Never mind. What you were saying was... and how you were experiencing it was you would go into these... not non-speaking moments where you thought that we were communicating, and then you would catch yourself and you would be like, whoa, what happened? And I'd be like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know either, man.
Okay. So, okay. Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah. So you would just,
dude, look at me. I'm cool as a cucumber.
Yeah.
I'm not fazed by it.
Yeah. You totally got your shit together, dude.
Yeah.
Dude. And what happens with weed and sometimes shrooms is that it unwraps it. Kind of, it brings it out.
What does what
like
brings
if
what
you
out?
Have any anxiety or things that you're worried about? Sometimes, like
I see what you mean.
It can spiral you down sometimes, and me, at least
yeah.
I don't know if that many people.
I don't think white chicks do that though.
No, for sure
they
not.
Don't feel a
shout
thing.
Out of the white chicks.
I think it just. Do you think it just numbs them?
Mm. Yeah, that's crazy. This is my song.
No, but that's when they're drunk.
Yeah, I know, but like they could just
they're just having a mellow time.
Yeah.
They should just be on ads for drugs. if you want to sell
drugs.
If you want to sell drag queens, they should be on ads. No, that's not what I wanted to say. If you want to sell drugs, white women just need to beyond ads.
I remember seeing this one ad where it was for what's it called? I was just diarrhea. And sorry, dude. And it's just so funny to see, like, the ad was like she had everything put together and she would like smile at the camera and it's like, that bitch is having bad diarrhea right now. Like, that's all I was thinking about. That's all I was thinking about.
Oh, that is bad.
She was like in a classroom and like she was teaching students. She's like studying engineering and stuff. Like, sorry, she was teaching them engineering and mechanics or something like that. And she just smiles and looks at the camera and I'm like, you're having bad diarrhea. That's all I'm thinking, dude.
Oh my god.
It's so funny. It's so funny when you get an ad for like something that's like, even like a dude who has erectile dysfunction, like the guy's like smiling and like running through the field. It's like, he can get erections now. You were struggling with that. That's all I'm thinking about.
Where do you find ads like these?
On YouTube.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And like, especially now with Corona and stuff, there's a lot more pharmacy ads.
It's crazy how
you can market drugs. Sorry? You can market drugs. Just the right ones.
No,
right ones.
What's crazy is how the did we speak about this? I can't remember if we have, but how the market in America, the medical, like private
big pharma.
Yeah,
the organization.
How they control
a lot.
They control a lot of like. How people get medication, which is crazy. Do you know that we South Africa are ranked we are ranked lower in terms of in terms of access and how expensive it is. We are ranked lower than America. We're actually one of the best in the world. I think we're like sixth.
Right.
I think we're sixth in the world.
Britain's pretty high, I would imagine.
I'm not sure. Every time when I look up like facts about like the world, I'm just like, South Africa, where are we?
Oh, that's actually cool. I like that.
I don't care about anyone where else. I just care more about
where you are.
Where man. I am.
Yeah.
Right?
Makes sense.
Yeah. But yeah, it was just interesting, so we like ranked sixth, which is amazing.
Sixth? Ooh, what's on the mind?
We ranked sixth, and it's just amazing. That's really it's really good. Mm. It's just that number doesn't really tell us much about who's receiving that.
Mm.
You know, but anyway, just going back to the American thing, it's crazy how expensive stuff is, and some people just can't afford basic stuff to keep them alive.
Well, sometimes. The homeless problem in America is fucking crazy.
Yeah, no,
but it's weird when we say it's homelessness because almost all of them have some kind of an addiction, some kind of substance abuse, some kind of mental problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're a veteran, CTE, trauma.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever, broken home, no parents, mom fucked off. That's the issue. It's not them. Oh, you think it'll be sorted if you just put a roof over their head? Then it's done.
Yeah, I think that a lot of in South Africa we have a very similar problem.
Oh yeah.
Like,
it's gotten so much worse, man. It's so terrifying.
I had a conversation with not being political, I had this conversation with somebody. There's this organization or head of handing out houses, like two people. So like RDP houses. So RDP houses are houses built by the South African government to give to those who don't have. And he was telling me that. It's so difficult to just give people houses, and because we're having this discussion about why can't the government just like give houses? Like, they have so much money, because of corruption, they're just not. And he was like, it's really difficult. And I was like, how? Why? Like,
he
broke it down to me, and he was like, a huge part of it is people selling their houses.
Mm.
So somebody would be on the list to get a house, they'd get it, and then they'd rent it out or sell it to get an income. Because the problem with RDP houses is location, and people need to be close to where they work because it's really expensive to travel. And if they aren't,
and, I mean, we don't have transport.
Our transport.
I honestly feel like that's if there was a list for South Africa, that'd be very high on the list.
Yeah,
sorting out our fucking transport. Yeah,
100%.
Right, like just being able to get to the place safely.
Yeah,
that's it. That's very. Yeah. I think.
But listen, apartheid really screwed us over.
Yeah.
It really, really did, because our entire transport system benefits a very small amount of people. Yeah. But that's not the point that I'm trying to bring up. It's just that so people get the house, and because they need to make ends meet, right? So obviously they'll do what by any means necessary. So that's either selling the house or renting it out to. And they'll rent those houses out to people who are immigrants, who aren't registered, and that causes more problem for the organizations that hand out these houses, because those people will possibly start doing illegal crime, like partake in criminal activities, it's just like there's just so much drama revolving around
legislation
that.
Legislation and
there's just so much stuff that it's just.
It's unfortunate because you want change, but if I actually would, because it's so easy for us to just go, yeah, it should be like this and this, and that.
It really is.
And then you learn actually how shit works.
Yeah, and then
not only that, why it's like that.
Yeah.
Like why they put that in place so that people don't fuck with people.
Yeah.
Like it's important, and then you realize, oh wow, this is gonna be slow.
It is really gonna be slow.
Yeah,
and yeah, but it's unfortunate that is the nature of things.
Mm. You wonder, but with something, think about this lockdown.
Mm.
Think about how people were up in arms, and obviously, rightfully so. If you are struggling to make ends meet and you can't work,
yeah, what's gonna happen?
It's your life.
Yeah, no, it's
so it's crazy. So when I see that and I see people going like, you know, like how dare you, and it's like,
yeah,
you're not there, man.
Mm. When you see people like saying like why, like
I want to work.
Yeah, it is crazy.
Let's not get political. I don't think we're saying anything too bad though. I think we just
empathizing with those.
I wonder about, and you worry about kids. I remember seeing this kid who's. When I was 14, and like I looked in his eyes and he smiled and he looked at me, and I gave him money that day. I gave him like $40, and then I see him now, and it's the exact same. There's no
change.
He's just older, and now his eyes are dead.
Yeah, he doesn't smile anymore. Yeah. It's unfortunate, but there are those people that we come across, especially in South Africa, where nothing's changed. It's really sad.
And just seeing someone like that I recognized and I see around, and it you know drifts in and out of my thought, and even then drifts. I mean, not that often.
Yeah.
And and just seeing that he's like, he could have been me, could have been my sister, could have been you, could have been your mother, anyone yeah. could have been ended up like that. And it's strange because it's the cards you're drawn.
And be grateful for the cards that you have.
And yeah. But then when you have nothing and everyone else is trying to take and steal your card, you doubt the fairness of the game, and you can't play, or it's so difficult to try and get your card back, because I think what happens is that you feel undeserving of it. Like of help. And it's easy for people to take advantage of you when you're in that position.
Yeah.
Just do that job, 60 rand and a beer.
Yeah. Yep.
That does nothing. Yeah. And it's not from a place of you're equal to me.
Yeah.
And it's important for both people to see that.
Mm.
The person who's affected by that and the person who's giving out the job. And I see you. I see that you're capable of this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm paying you this.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. It's just, it's strange how jobs are very unequal in depending on what they are.
And
it's so, it is actually, like, we had a similar conversation with our friend. Like, jobs are just, different jobs are seen as better or worse, but if you really think about each individual job and how important it is, it's just as important as somebody else's. So for example, like a builder's job, somebody builds houses, right? It's just as important as a doctor's job, right? Yes, a doctor's saving lives, but a builder's putting a roof over of your head. It's Probably, comparing yeah. it's comparing apples and oranges. At the end of the day, it's really two completely different jobs fulfilling something that two very important needs, but it's not regarded. The level is completely disregarded, and I think it's because the level of the amount of time required to skill up in the different fields are viewed differently. But I rate that it shouldn't be. And the reason why I say that is because if for example a doctor somebody studying to be a doctor does 10,000 hours in that job, and somebody who's a builder builds stuff for 10,000 hours, right? A doctor will never be able to build a house. But that builder will never be able to perform surgery. But their jobs are just as equally important. It also comes down to how intelligence also plays like a huge factor.
And what is intelligence?
Intelligence is leveled by how much you've studied. You know, that's also crazy because
I think it's changing, isn't it?
I don't see that change at all, because I really feel that people still, yes and no, because I still think depending on the job you have, people will view your intelligence high or low depending on the job that you have.
Yeah. Just in like social interaction.
Yeah. It really is.
Yeah. It's. Yeah.
Sound like you wanted to say something.
No, I think what I wanted to say was, I'm valuing more the, like, and then when people get the jobs, are they happy? Are they happy doing the job? That's also another thing.
You know,
you're getting it.
Yeah.
And you have it.
Yeah.
But in the long term,
What's interesting is
because it bleeds.
Yeah,
it bleeds.
There's something interesting about that is that there are people. There are people who genuinely want to do the jobs that they have. There was this person who, he was a guest on the radio, and he was saying as long as he could remember, he wanted to be a bus driver, and became a bus driver, and he loves doing his job, you know.
There's a lot of old school jobs that still exist like that.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, but now I think that in the, like, because of where we are, being in the middle class, we aren't taught how important those jobs are.
Right.
Instead, we are taught, we are taught that in order to have a good, to get a good job, you need to go to university. You need to get a degree. You need to get, you need to further your education in order to, get a good job.
Yeah.
In quotes, like, and sorry, I can't show that. I don't know how to quote sound. I don't know, I think that's dead, dude.
Cool.
But yeah.
What do you I mean, there's also there are also weird circumstances as well when you have, like, say the taxi cabs in London.
Yeah.
And then now they've taken the time of learning every single fucking street.
That's crazy. But the thing is, in order to become a taxi driver, a cab driver, you have to learn every single street.
It's
a requirement.
Now you have Uber.
Yeah, who's now dominating the market, and that's falling away.
Yeah. So now there's no, and the thing is that tradition dies. That's also what happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
the thing is with the idea of globalization, it's really difficult now to remove tradition from the advancement of
to even have a fucking bus driver now.
Yeah. I admire Eastern cultures because they still have a grasp of what tradition is and should I do see that they are moving away from that, but I still think that they still have a very good grasp of tradition. But it's just they are just a completely different type of people.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not saying that in bad sense. I'm just saying that the way that they're brought up is just completely different to the way that we are.
Nani?
Okay.
Nani? I love that, dude. It's my dude. Anime is the shit, dude. It's fucking shit.
It's the shit, dude. Okay.
We were talking about how, like, I was having a conversation and I started doing that, and it's like, well, you're like stereotyping. It's like, well, the same way that American cartoons are they're stereotypes.
Mm-hmm.
That's cartoons.
Yeah.
So, like, they always have like an old man who talks in a certain way.
I think that sounds so sick.
It sounds so fucking cool.
That's why I want to learn Japanese,
fucking
dude.
Bro,
if you learn Japanese and you're old one day and then you just speak like that, and everyone's just like,
"What?
What are you?"
Well, yeah, it's weird. It's weird when.
If you just say bring me my juice in Japanese, you can make it sound so cool as an old guy.
I don't know any fucking. Well, I got Tamash.
Oh, you know that?
Yeah, that's all I know. Just Overwatch.
I just want to find out quickly what is.
No, no.
Bring me my juice. Oh, okay. Google time with Zeno.
I think Japanese is high on the list, isn't it?
Watashi no jusu o mote kite.
Jusu
o mote kite.
How do you say Jew?
Like a
Jew.
Do you want to say? I'll tell you how to say. I am a Jew.
Stingy Jew.
Watashi wa jidesu. Watashi wa jidesu.
You're such a nerd.
Oh, wait, that's not even... Oh, I didn't even spell it right. Hold on. Oh, snap. Watashi wa yudaya hito desu.
Bro, you need to mean it, though. It needs to be from the soul.
Dude, I can't say that quickly enough.
Oh, dude, give it yeah. What? Yeah. Okay. Oh, whoa.
Yeah.
What the fuck is this?
Dude, that is Jew, okay. Apparently.
I am a Jew. Okay. Whoa, it's quite a mouthful for Jew. I wonder if there's any... notes and connotations that I'm not getting, you know what I mean? I think that's absolutely possible.
It's probably possible.
People hate Jews, dude. They still hate Jews. It's fucking crazy. Anyways.
Okay.
Watashi wa yudaitsu desu. I think that was better than yours.
Okay.
Straight up. No, what? Come on.
Okay.
Watashi wa yudaitsu desu.
You know what we should do? Every episode from now on,
fuck,
we do a... We learn Japanese like this.
Bro, that sounds so cool. I don't know why. Watashi. I don't even, what is it about it that
makes it sound so...
You know what Watashi sounds like? It sounds like Kakashi. What does Kakashi mean?
Yeah, dude. We're some fucking nerds right now.
Yeah.
We're such losers. Do you think that, like, being a nerd is cooler now or not? I still think that it's not cool.
I don't think it's...
I think
there's a platform where you're able to connect with more people.
Yeah, that's so it. But we're all losers. It's like just more losers.
Oh, that's hilarious. Yeah. That's so funny. I think it depends on the way you want to perceive it.
Like,
it's all about perception.
Bro, I still love that shit, bro. And I'm fucking... yoked, bro.
Yeah. Imagine what our kids are going to be like, though.
Yeah, they're going to be like, what is that? Like really, yeah. What is that?
Somebody was posting, like, TikTok videos of people listening to old 2000 songs, right?
Mm.
And people, like, didn't know what they were. And I was like, how...
Yeah.
It's how can you not know that song?
AZ.
I was like, what?
And they were playing Justin... I'm sure they were playing Justin Timberlake.
What did they play? They played Hey Ya. Flip, I can't... that was the only song that I remember. But there's so many iconic songs. Oh, and I diss you.
Oh, what?
They didn't know what that song. And I was like, that is such an iconic song.
I'm gonna break out into song. No, 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 no. And I need you. No, 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 no. And I miss you. No, 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 no. And now I wonder if I could fall into the sun. Is it sun?
Sky.
Sky. Shit. Sky.
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 Okay.
Yeah.
That's
crazy.
That people don't know.
Yeah. That's fucking crazy.
No, dude. It's really... No. Wow.
Time! Tis a cruel bitch.
Yeah. And then I started thinking about how much music has been created during this time period, like between 2000... It's a crazy amount of music. Mm. Like, and it's not just like famous artists, but... Not as well known artists who are also producing music, because the ability to just get a microphone and play a song
upload it
is so simple now, and it's not as expensive as it used to be,
like on your laptop.
Yeah, it's really easy to do, and so we have all of these music producers and artists, and
they're like merged, like they could also produce their own music because they've just been on their own.
Yeah,
and then they're also good. Some of them,
yeah, and
most of them aren't. To be fair, no, to be fair. But
I wonder if anybody's ever gotten famous on SoundCloud,
bro.
What?
I'm pretty sure Triple Extension Corn did.
Oh really?
Yeah, he just uploaded. That's why he had like a minute long song. Some people were just like, "Whoa, that sounds really good," and he just got hits.
No, I was just genuinely curious.
I think Juice WRLD as well.
Really?
Originally, he would just freestyle and just upload.
Sometimes
I may be out of
completely wrong.
Completely wrong.
It's just that
this is the show. It's just me being completely wrong. Pretty much.
That
should
like,
be the tag.
That we should actually change it to.
Ethan's completely wrong.
And I think we should call it.
Yeah.
Thanks everyone for listening. It's been a pleasure.
Mm.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. Please follow us at High and Dry Pod. And we will see you in the next one.
Thank you, bitches.